KUOW is the record. I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for joining us. If a box showed up on your doorstep with all of the ingredients you need to cook a meal, does that mean you would cook? Companies like Blue Apron and Sunbasket are betting you will, and now Amazon's making that bet too. They've just launched their own meal prep delivery service. I've never used this before. I want to open up that box now and see how much convenience and flavor is inside all of that plastic packaging. My first guest is Kathleen Flynn, graduate of Le Cordon Bleu Cooking School and teacher of home cooking classes. Her website is called Cook Fearless. Welcome, Kathleen.
Thanks, Bill.
Does a Cordon Bleu graduate turn up her nose at a meal in a box?
Well, that is so funny that you ask, because I had a bunch of readers who wrote me and said, hey, if I use Blue Apron, am I cheating?
Am I cheating? Good question.
So I thought, you know, I want to give them a proper answer. So I actually signed up for Blue Apron and also Home Chef.
Okay, Home Chef.
And I tried both of them.
Yeah, what'd you think?
So I actually thought that the quality of the ingredients was really good.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of packaging. I was very put off that as a, you know, eco Seattleite.
Well, you'd have to be a ton of packaging for right. 2 ounces of this and a cup of that.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like a single clove
yeah.
in a little tiny plastic bag. And I was like, oh, this is killing me. But
right.
But the recipes were very straightforward on Blue Apron. They are not fast food. It takes 35, 40 minutes for some of these meals.
Good point. It's not that convenient. I mean, it's convenient, but right. to
it's
a point.
And I think really what it does is answers two things that really are difficult for home cooks. One, finding a recipe. I mean, if you put in chicken cordon bleu, for instance, mm-hmm. into Google, you get 400,000, you know, hits.
Ways to do
so,
it.
And how do you know what recipe to choose?
Yeah.
I think that is one thing. And I think the second thing is, you know, shopping. I mean, we have kind of the lost art of shopping, really, in terms of groceries. And people get very confused. They don't like, oh, you know, or they think this is just too much.
Like, yeah.
I'm going to buy a whole thing of parsley, and what am I going to do with the rest of the parsley?
Yeah, they might be right.
Yeah. So that does solve two issues for them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think it's cheating, and I really hope that maybe a positive outcome of that is that people who feel like they can't cook or they feel like they're not confident in the kitchen will get these kits, do it, and be like, really not that hard to sear a piece of chicken or roast some vegetables.
Okay, so a qualified thumbs up to the idea, it
right.
sounds like, of a meal in a box. Okay, mm-hmm. and more to say about that. Also with us is local food and travel writer Naomi Tomkin. Hi, Naomi.
Hi.
You have not used these kits yourself, right? So, but you seem a thumbs up on the idea. Tell us your take.
Yeah, a lot of what I have to say is similar to Kathleen. I think that there's two pieces that I look at it. One is you have a lot of people that are coming to this not from they otherwise would be cooking meals in their kitchen that they shop for fresh,
mm-hmm.
but that they otherwise would be picking up takeout, fast food, buying really packaged foods
mm-hmm.
that they just take home and eat, not cooking. So this is step one to getting those people into the kitchen. And even just as you were saying, seeing what happens when you put heat on a chicken breast. And it sounds bad, but that is step one in learning to cook, is understanding what heat does to an ingredient and what happens when you add salt to that chicken. And they're still going through that process. It's just helping them to do it.
Okay, so at least we're cooking.
Yeah.
All right, that's
yeah.
a start. You also said, Naomi, that these kits can bring some equality to the kitchen. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so the other piece of this is that anybody can do it, and I mean that in the most unintimidating way. Cooking is something that has always been very intimidating to everybody. And when you're not learning it in the generational, handed down from mother to daughter way, it's even harder. I personally mostly learned to cook from Food Network. So,
mm-hmm.
But if that's not how you learn to cook, then how do you learn? These meals are a way to do it, and they're a great way for people to learn on the fly. And I mean this especially as a new mom. I've watched so many other new moms that I talk to just be able to hand off the prep of dinner to their husbands who have never before cooked. And that seems really old-fashioned, that the women did all the cooking.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't even necessarily that they always cooked before, but they always thought about the food. They said, here, can you make this? They said, here, can you go out and buy this? And this allows them to wholly hand this over to their husband and they can sit and
not holding their hand the entire way. That's exhausting. Okay. Husband stereotypes aside, we are talking about meal prep delivery services, and Amazon, the Seattle zone, is in this game now too. Kathleen Flynn, I don't want to tag you with the snob label, but I mentioned the cordon bleu earlier. I just wondered, what do you think it says about our culture? I guess people asked, are they cheating? Like, people want to know about what it says about them. Does it say anything about our culture that people seem to be liking these blue apron type services?
I think it says about our culture that people don't necessarily feel confident going to a store, picking up their chicken, yep. picking up stuff. And, you know, I've worked with a lot of home cooks, and the holy grail is the ability to open up your fridge, look at stuff inside there, and figure out what to make for dinner. But most people can't do that. And that's just a reality of our culture.
You're not telling me I have to butcher my own hog and cook it myself nose to tail.
That is crazy.
Because I was expecting to get lectured about too much convenience. Is this too much convenience? Are Americans doing it again?
No, I actually think that if you are looking at the options, you know, as Naomi said, right? So I would rather have somebody get a meal kit and make fresh food than go and buy a box of Tuna Helper and go make Tuna Helper. Because really, at the end of the day, you're looking at different options in terms of convenience. So wow. I think for people who also like to cook and just want to shake up kind of their routine. I mean, they've got their 8 go-to dishes that they go to every time they make dinner. And, you know, why not get, like, say, you know, Szechuan chicken or something, and learn how to cook with spices and do techniques that you don't normally do.
Right. It can jumpstart your learning process.
Mm-hmm.
But Naomi, I read that most Blue Apron customers cancel the service after 6 months. What does that tell you?
So, I mean, I think that part of it is that it's a progression. It's step one in entering your kitchen. And I've heard from friends, but I have heard that they do it for a little while and then they have some idea of what they're doing, and maybe they can imitate the recipes that they have made before, that now they have a couple recipe cards from their Blue Apron meal that they're using, and so they've taken that first step and now maybe they're on to buying their own ingredients.
Yeah, and I think the other notable thing is that Blue Apron makes all of its recipes available. You don't have to necessarily be subscribing to the service. And I would say, compared to, say, Home Chef, I thought that the recipes on Blue Apron were much more reliable. I thought that their portioning was more appropriate. I just thought they felt like they were tested a lot better.
We have one more minute, so very quickly, which is more of a fad, meal prep delivery services or the slow food movement? What's more long-lasting? What's more of a fad?
I think meal delivery services. I think there are so many players. You know, the Blue Apron stock price is not going gangbusters.
Uh-huh.
I think we're only just at the beginning. I think we're less than 5 years into this as a business model, and I think that people are only going to continue to improve upon it. Google was not the first search engine, and I think that we're going to see a lot of new players coming in. Amazon's just one of many.
Food and travel writer Naomi Tomke and Kathleen Flynn. Her website is called Cook Fearless, and you got a couple books in here. What's the latest one? Burnt Toast Makes You Sing Good?
That's it.
Thanks for coming and talking about meal ingredients in a box. Thanks to you both.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Bon appetit. Enjoy. Thanks for listening.